want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
From sea to sea on our multitude of AM and FM affiliates around North America on KU Band Satellite and on our favorite micro stations, and of course around the world on the internet, I want to welcome everyone to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi everybody, this is your host Dave Hodges, and tonight I'm broadcasting to you from the rural deserts outside of Phoenix, Arizona on this, what date is this? August the 14th, 2011. And we got a really, really interesting show for you. In just a moment, we'll be joined, as we always do at this time, by our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso. But we also have a special guest. We have Darren Weeks wall-to-wall tonight for 2 hours as we talk about a lot of issues. So here on the Common Sense Show, I like to bring on guests who have specialty knowledge in one or two areas to share with the listening audience and kind of bring you up to date on things you may not be quite as familiar with. But tonight, we're going to have a gentleman on who I think is more of a generalist. He has the benefit of being a talk show here in RBN, and we're going to talk about that. And he covers a variety of issues, and we're going to compare notes tonight. But before we go to Darren, I wanted to cover with you a couple of items that have taken place here in recent times. And RBN listeners, listen up to this. This is from the Arizona Republic, Tuesday edition, August 9th. Now, the only reason I read this rag is because I can housebreak my dogs on it. I can put it in the birdcage, as they say in the News with Views commercial. And I also like to see what the enemy's up to. But lo and behold, there was the most interesting article that appeared on August 9th. And I'm going to read to you an excerpt of it. The title is McCain, as in John McCain, faces angry constituents in Gilbert. Gilbert is a suburb in the far southeast corridor of Phoenix. And McCain was attending this town hall meeting and was taken to task for insulting the Tea Party. But then quickly, activists at the Tea Party began to insult McCain and tell him he was out of touch when the senator said he didn't know about United Nations Agenda 21. One man described the initiative as the takeover of the United States of America by taking over our farms. Another man said, first our firearms, then our farms. And this preceded a hot exchange between about half of the crowd at the town hall meeting and Senator John McCain. Now, I got a news flash for the good senator, and I use the term good loosely. UN.org. www.un.org. Agenda 21 is laid out in all its glory for you to see. We see evidence of it every day in state, local, and federal government. And here a man who has run for the presidency twice, received the nomination from the Republican Party once, can say that he doesn't know what Agenda 21 is? Are you kidding me? Are you for real, John McCain? Are you that incompetent? Or are you just the liar that everybody here in Arizona who pays attention to politics with more than one eye open knows that you already are? UN.org, John. In fact, I hope that this will prompt a few of you in the listening audience to write the good senator and send him the website address of the philosophy that he so richly has embraced. One more quick item here before we run into the first break, in which case we'll bring Darren and Annie back up. I found it interesting yesterday that Michelle Bachmann finished first in the Republican voting in Iowa. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you another example of media bias and tie all this together and tell you why here at RBN we're beginning to win the battle. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
Do you
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Power to the good people of Iowa. Michelle Bachmann, the winner. And I got to tell you, I'm not a Michelle Bachmann fan. She voted for the renewal of the Patriot Act, which strips away about, three of our 10 constitutionally guaranteed liberties. So I have a hard time getting behind her. If she ends up being the candidate, it might be a matter of voting for the lesser of two evils. But I found it interesting yesterday as I was driving from my, and I'm a proud papa, my son's successful black belt karate test, where we were celebrating with family friends. And on the hourly news, they announced that Bachmann had won. Ron Paul was second. Tim Pawlenty was third. They played clips of Michelle Bachmann on the hourly news on Fox. They played clips of Pawlenty, who's now since dropped out of the race, and they totally ignored Ron Paul, who finished a close second. And what's even more curious to me about him finishing a close second and not getting the notoriety he deserves for all the ignoring he endures, he won every exit poll. Now, how in God's good name can you win every exit poll and not win? Oh, that's right. This is why we have RBN. So let me remind you about our pledge drive, because you need to help keep us on the air to keep spreading the word of freedom. 1-800-724-2719, 9 to 6 Central. Call with a credit card. 50 cents, $5, $50, $500, $5,000. Make your pledge today to keep this great network on the air, because if you don't, the kind of media description that I just gave you regarding the Iowa primary, the caucus there, this is what we're going to get more of. Anyway, we need to get down to the show. We got a good show to do. First, let's bring up our news director from Nashville, Tennessee, Miss Annie DeRiso. Good evening, Annie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dave. I'm great, and I can't wait to hear you and Darren just lay it all out like it is. This is going to be a great show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. And, of course, you're here, as always, to provide the news perspective and to keep yours truly on the straight and narrow. And very, very pleased to have Darren Weeks on. I was very, very fortunate and graced to be on Darren's show yesterday morning, Govern America, right here on RBN, Saturday mornings from 8 to 11 Eastern. And we talked primarily about the Gulf, but we got into a whole lot of Agenda 21 issues. And Darren's expertise is widespread. He's a generalist, I think, because of his talk show background, his experience in communications. But he knows more about Agenda 21 than most anybody that I know. And I know we're going to be in and out of that topic quite a bit tonight. And we'll be seeing exactly how far the Agenda 21 crowd that John McCain has somehow never heard of has made progress. Anyway, without further ado, let's go to the great state of Michigan and welcome my friend Darren Weeks to the Common Sense Show.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, it's great to have you on, my friend.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, it's been an interesting day. I sat down here at the computer and I was going through the article I read wrote last year on newswithviews.com about the Gulf situation, kind of in preparation, kind of trying to go back and remember some of those details, because it's really easy to forget all of the details about an event like that. And the electricity went out. We had a transformer blow here nearby in the neighbor's driveway, and we were without power. I had to go out and get the generator and go to town and get some gas, and came back and fueled up the generator, got everything hooked back up again where I had power, and the electricity came back on again.
Mm.
So then it's going through the process of switching back over to the ground current. So it's kind of been an interesting day here. But we're just plugging right along here, trying to keep track of what all these clowns in the government are doing, and the work that they do so diligently to take this country down and try to stem the tide.
You're exactly right. You know, I was thinking about something the other day, and this is kind of a far-afield analogy, but back in the late 60s, there was a TV series called The Invaders.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the story about the actor was Roy Thinnes, and he discovered an alien group that had come here from a dying planet. They were infiltrating the planet, and they were making plans to take over and exterminate humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, with the Agenda 21 crowd and the globalists, that was kind of a prophetic series. Substitute globalists for aliens, and I think you get the idea where I'm going with this.
Well, they certainly don't seem to be like any human creature I've ever seen. The complete lack of compassion is something that really has smitten me so much over the years. They just don't care about human life, and that becomes very apparent. As a matter of fact, if you go and read some of the news publications and some of the efforts, we probably will touch upon depopulation tonight a little bit. I don't know, but it's very apparent that they hold human life in contempt, and they are doing everything they can to reduce the population. And it fits perfectly. You mentioned Agenda 21. Everything fits perfectly within that realm, because in order to have a sustainable planet, as these people define it, you have to reduce the population. And that's just the reality of it. And we have no shortage of efforts and directions that they have taken to accomplish that goal. You've got the genetically modified food. You've got different quote-unquote natural disasters, which I don't believe are really so natural, because we know that they have been working for years on various avenues of weather control and you know, and all of this sounds crazy to a lot of people. I know this listening audience is very well educated, but I always try to tailor my speech to those who maybe have wandered in off the streets, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and try to put it all into a perspective where they would think that, you know, it's not so loony and crazy. I guess that's impossible, really. But ultimately, if you look into it, you've got the Air Force owning the weather in 2025. We have that up on the website. They published that, you know, all these things would be possible. They projected by 2025. We know that they never tell us about anything that they're going to do until they've already accomplished much of what they've said that they wanted to accomplish and projected it far into the future for when they thought it would be done. we know that William Cohen, former Defense Department of the United States government, Defense Secretary William Cohen under the Clinton administration said that others are engaging in an equal type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves, and he blamed it on the terrorist. And yet, every time you see that word terrorist, it seems to me like the very people that are pointing the finger at everybody else, those are the people that have the three fingers pointing right back at themselves.
No, I totally agree with you. In fact, yesterday, if you recall, I said most of the terrorists in the world aren't wearing turbans. They're sitting in corporate boardrooms.
Yeah, they're wearing three-piece suits.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
exactly.
They're making appearances from the Oval Office and different other offices of government. You know, and let's not forget all their little spooks, you know, behind the scenes that help to orchestrate these false flag operations so that they can turn around and put things like the Patriot Act that you mentioned earlier into place.
Well, let me touch on something here. I don't know if you were able to hear my opening when I talked
mm-hmm.
about how the Tea Party activist called McCain out of touch when he said he hadn't heard a thing about what Agenda 21 is of the United Nations.
Right.
How could that even be possible?
Well, it's not possible. I mean, he's lying through his teeth. The question is, how do you know they're lying? Well, their lips are moving. You know, John McCain supposedly fought for this country back in Vietnam. If he did fight for this country, certainly it was the last time he ever fought for this country, because the guy's a traitor, a scumbag, and has done nothing but work to take away our freedoms and our prosperities in this country ever since.
I'm friends with a gentleman named Gary Byler, won the mm-hmm. Silver Star, double amputee in Vietnam, still good friends with he and his wife today. We're involved in our property rights battle out here that our audience has heard me talk about a number of times.
Right.
And he has friends that were, he had a couple friends that were in the Hanoi Hilton with John McCain. And let's put it this way. The nobility of which he served his time might be rather overstated. The stories coming out of Gary's camp with his friends is that when they found out who his father was, Admiral McCain of World War II fame, they promptly moved him to different quarters, gave him privileged treatment, and the abuse of John McCain stopped. Not saying he didn't get abused and tortured early on. He did. But the story about how he endured it for 7 years, let's say, is greatly over-exaggerated. And I totally agree with you. The last time he fought for this country, and he did bravely fight for this country when he was shot down and taken prisoner, was during the Vietnam War. He is not a friend of the average American. And I just find it so outrageous that he says he doesn't even know what Agenda 21 is.
Well, you know, my understanding from reading about John McCain and his whole service in Vietnam, his fellow soldiers won't even sit and eat with him. So that ought to tell you a little bit about what they think about John McCain.
Well, I can tell you where that comes from. My friend Gary also has an MIA bracelet. We left behind over 2,000 POW MIAs, and John Kerry and John McCain shamelessly sold them down the river.
That's right.
When
yeah.
we could have pressed North Vietnam for action. I wouldn't vote for John McCain to be the dog catcher here in Arizona.
I got the official government report right here somewhere in this very room of what you're talking about. So that's absolutely true.
How could a Vietnam vet, a former POW, do that to his own colleagues? Well, you know what? Let me ask her. That's a rhetorical question, Darren. Let me tell you what. When John McCain was away in prison, his wife, his first wife, had a car accident, became disfigured. Not that he was reportedly totally monogamous and faithful. He comes back, divorces her, marries someone else, and basically left her because of the misfortune she suffered. Now, mm-hmm. I don't sit in judgment of people whose marriages don't work out. Happens every day to good people in this country. But the way and the manner in which he did it, to me, was prophetic and symbolic for what he's now doing to this country.
Absolutely.
Along with the other globalists that he serves.
And if he'll betray the people the closest to him.
We got to hold it right here. Good cliffhanger. I'll let you finish with that. We come back from the break.
I could escape this feeling with my China girl. I feel a wreck without my little China girl.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
He's on RBN Saturday mornings from 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern. I'm on at this time every Sunday evening, different side of the time zone, different parts of the country. He is Darren Weeks, and he's the host of the popular show Govern America. Also has a great website, governamerica.com, and we're going to talk about a variety of issues related to Agenda 21. In particular, we're going to jump into the Gulf and Fukushima here. But, Darren, as we went to the break, see now how unforgiving they can be. You were making a point about John McCain's character or lack thereof.
Yeah, basically what I was saying is you were talking about how his what he did to his wife. And I always look at the personal life. You know, during the Clinton administration, we were, you know, in all the Monica Lewinsky scandal that was going on, repeatedly from the press and from other people, other pundits, they would say that, well, you know, what does his personal life have to do with, you know, how he runs the country? You know, but the founding fathers actually had a lot of things to say about, you know, reliance upon God, reliance upon, you know, personal character and this kind of thing. And I think the reason why is because how you govern the country, you know, your moral well-being, your morality, your moral fiber really determines how you govern. And in the case of McCain, you know, seeing how he treats other people, seeing how he treats the people that are closest to him, you know, if he's not going to be loyal to his wife, if he's not going to treat her well, then what makes anybody think that he's going to govern the country and treat the people in the country well and do the right thing there? So I don't think you can have a disconnect.
No, I agree. Watch how a man conducts his life, and that's how he's going to conduct his business, and I totally agree with you. But anyway, I think enough on John McCain. But I thought you would, since we were going to talk about some Agenda 21 issues, I thought how timely that this appeared in the local paper. Of course, you'll never read this quote. Let me read it one more time. Tea Party activists called John McCain out of touch when the senator said he didn't know about a United Nations Agenda 21. You won't see that on CNN or Fox, will you?
Yeah, you know, and one thing about the Tea Partiers, you know, I know that there's a lot of problems there in a, because there has been infiltration from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people from the grassroots are involved in that, and this is one thing that the other side does, is they co-opt. Whenever there's a movement or a real opposition going on, they tend to, they've learned that they can't stop the train once it leaves the station, so their tactic is to co-opt that opposition, push it, promote it, and infiltrate it.
Yeah.
And that's what I think really that we have with the Tea Party, but there's still a lot of very good people, well-meaning people. In fact, I would venture to say the vast majority of them are good people and well-meaning people. Some of the leadership maybe that trying to steer them in directions where we don't want them to go, getting back inside the dialectic of the left versus right, you know, the Republican versus Democrat divide. And we got to try to stress and keep these people out of it and realize we don't have two parties here. We have one party that's pretending to be two parties. It's the ruling class. And their whole purpose is to dominate and control and globalize and integrate the United States with every other country of the world, turn this country into a police state, and ultimately bankrupt it, leveling the playing field worldwide and taking us down. And that sounds very drastic and very sad, but unfortunately, all you have to do is look at the results. Nothing ever gets better. Anytime any party is in office, they may have different social issues that they use as hooks to draw people in. Abortion is one that the Republicans use. Although, you know, you look at the Republican Party now, and many of these people don't even pretend to be pro-life anymore. But point of the matter is there's certain issues that are hot-button issues that they use to draw people in, and they use to make it look like there's really a difference. But ultimately, there is no difference. I mean, we go, in fact, it was Carol Quigley, And I got the quote. Carol Quigley was Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown. And basically what he said in his Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, he said the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideas and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea, acceptable only to the doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties to be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extreme shifts in policy. So, I mean, this guy was an insider. He thought the New World Order was fantastic. It was great. The only problem is he just didn't understand, since it was so great, why they were trying to keep it a secret. You know? So there is no difference between the parties. And that's one thing I always try to stress on my show, and I know you do too, and other talk show hosts on RBN try to stress, we got to get people out of this dialectical thing that that the parties represent two different worldviews, because ultimately both of them are taking us into the same direction.
I think there's no question you're right on that. You know, it's the paradigm that's created by the brainwashing that's done by the mainstream media, and I'm becoming increasingly interested again on brainwashing techniques we see based on what psychologists call classical conditioning techniques,
mm-hmm.
that lock Americans into this paradigm. And the moment you speak of anything that has more than one person involved, so therefore by definition it's a conspiracy, the C
mm-hmm.
word, you're branded as being a conspiracy nut, prone to delusions of fancy, and no one should pay attention to you. And that's the paradigm that's created the mainstream media. We come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about media involvement, and then launch further into these issues. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Darren and Annie after a word from these sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. Joining us is Darren Weeks, the host of Govern America here on Saturday mornings. Every Saturday from 8 to 11 Eastern, 8 to 11 a.m., that is Eastern, here on RBN. Annie DeRiso, our news director, is joining us. And to both of you, Pat Buchanan warned us about voter fraud in Iowa several election cycles ago. And I just want to put this out to both of you. How can it be possible that Ron Paul can win every exit poll and not win? What am I missing here, guys?
Yeah, I don't know if Annie wanted to respond or not. I don't want to jump the gun there.
No, go ahead, Darren.
Okay. Well, my thing is, you know, we know voter fraud is a big thing with the Diebold machines, Sequoia, election systems and services. You know, I mean, I think they pretty well have the elections sewed up, and I hate to say that because a lot of people put a lot of hope in being able to vote those bums out. You know, I really think that, and I have a friend of mine, Jim Condit Jr. He ran in Ohio actually against Speaker
Boehner.
Yeah,
he actually made a guest appearance on my show.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, he's a really good man. I there's a lot of people in this movement that you wonder about, you question about. He's one that I hold in the utmost. You know, I think his integrity is unquestionable. And that's Jim Condit. And he ran against House Speaker Boehner there in Ohio. And he was actually not winning against Boehner, but he was winning against the Democratic challenger, and I forget who that was, but it doesn't really matter because he didn't get it. But the point is that he was actually ahead of the Democratic challenger in that election. And there was a certain point at which, you know, and of course, you know, he had, all the local channels have all the voting results that were there on the screen. And at a certain point in the night, all of those results quit updating. They kept repeating the same numbers over and over and over again. And when they finally updated the numbers, the Democratic challenger had leaped ahead of Jim Condit. And I think I can't remember exactly the numbers. I think it was something like 30,000 votes that he was ahead. And basically what it looked like is that they had just given those numbers to the Democratic challenger. And he's got the screenshots. He sent out the screenshots of the different channels to prove what he was talking about, you know. And so, and he says, obviously, he wasn't going to win the election anyway. Boehner was ahead. But he says it wouldn't have looked good in the media to have this guy who, you know, just came out of nowhere and knocked the Democratic challenger out of second place. So they I have every reason to believe, and I know Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.com, has done a lot of research in that area where she has chronicled and documented how you can go, you know, there's more than one set, there's two sets of books in a lot of these systems, and there's only really one reason why you would have an extra set of books, an extra ledger in these voting systems, and that would be to, you know, for accounting purposes if you were going to tamper with things. And she actually examined one system, and they had like three different ones. And one was the official number where the official numbers were coming from. The second one was a mirror of the first. And she said the third, we'll just call that the God only knows ledger. But, you know, she went in there step by step and told how you can go and change the numbers using a simple, you know, word processing tool or something, you know. And this was a copy, actually, of the software that they found on an FTP site, which was an official voting service. I can't remember if it was Diebold. It was actually several years ago that I read that now. But I know there's a number of people that have done a lot of excellent work in that arena. But it's very obvious with these computerized voting systems, you know, it's a black box that nobody can open. The courts have ruled that they don't have to show their computer code. You know, so, I mean, you can have hidden in the reams and reams of code this one little trip switch where at a certain time of night they can go down during certain strategic areas where a vote is going to be one way. You can just have them fail at prime time. Or for every vote somebody casts one direction, it'll throw one in the other direction. I mean, there's just countless ways that an election can be rigged with these computerized voting systems.
Yeah, you know, we have even a worse problem here, or let's say comparable problem here in Arizona. When Jan, your vote is in the sewer brewer, the present governor of Arizona was the Secretary of State. She okayed for Maricopa County election officials for one person and one person only in an open, unsealed box to transport paper ballots to a place where they would be counted.
Mm.
Absolutely no security whatsoever. Now, she was sued over that, actually, by Ernie Hancock, you know, of Freedom's Phoenix fame.
Mm-hmm.
Ernie won in court. The court sided with him that they had to provide voter security, had to count paper ballots to verify the electric results. But she just continued to ignore the court ruling, and the courts did nothing to her. So, I mean, that's,
wow,
to me, just as outrageous, not on quite a national level. And another thing I recall, too, I saw a YouTube video several years ago about the 2004 election, and before the House Investigative Judiciary Committee, they had a man on it. I don't recall his name, but he talked about how he rigged voting machines in Ohio and Florida to default to a 51-49 preset, predetermined setting to throw an election.
Yeah, wasn't it Ohio that the Diebold head actually said he wrote a letter, the Republican, you know, some kind of fundraising letter or something that he said, you know, I'm looking forward to delivering Ohio there are electoral votes, something to that effect. I mean, he basically guaranteed them that Ohio would go their direction.
Yeah.
This was the head of Diebold, as I recall.
Well, I have a purpose for taking this in this direction, but before I do and reveal that purpose, Andy, let me ask you, do you find it implausible, as I've pointed out, that Ron Paul can win every exit poll but not win the election?
Well, you know, we go back. They've had this everything planned out for scores of years. So the Diebold voting machines were built in order to be cheated with. I don't think any of this is coming around, you know, just willy-nilly. It's planned. Planned from the very beginning. No doubt about it.
Well, yeah, you're preaching to the choir here. I agree with you. And let me tell you why I'm going where I'm going with this questioning, because we're going to unveil, Darren and I are going to compare notes on the Gulf. We're going to talk about Fukushima. We're going to talk about other Agenda 21 issues that are not just a threat to our culture, our way of life, our economic well-being, but to our very existence. We're going to go down that road here in a minute. But at the top of the solution list, and all too often you don't get to solutions because you run out of time on shows like this, so I wanted to point out from the beginning, it's my considered belief, and I want both of you to comment on this, that we need to expose the system for what it is. Americans are slowly but surely waking up. Some of them don't know a lot about what's going on, but they know things are terribly wrong. There are those who listen to this network that know a lot about what's going on. But if we take the approach as American citizens that we've had enough, we're not going to take anymore, and we vote out every dog catcher, congressman, senator, governor, everyone who serves in office today, everyone is gone, and we do what we try to think is a clean sweep, and the Diebolds do their jobs effectively, that will expose the problem for being unsolvable using the process. Then we need to start looking at other, perhaps more forceful means. Comment on that first, Darren, please.
Well, you know, I come back to the control of the media, because if everybody in the country votes one way, the media is going to turn around and lie and say that you didn't vote that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the biggest problem is they control the media, they control the ballot box, they control everything on the federal level. So what I usually do, and you say, well, you're just a doom and gloomer. You have no directions for, you know, solutions. Well, to be quite honest about it, and I'm just going to be perfectly honest and put it right out there for you, and if people want to shoot me down, they can. But we are running out of options. With each passing day, as this country goes further and further and further down the rat hole of globalization, and we're not able to reach the public, we're not able to break out of the four walls of networks like RBN and actually reach those cities where the people are, you know, their control, they're solidifying their control in even the smallest of areas. And by that, I'm talking about our state and local governments.
Yes.
I think, and this is one reason why I pound this nail all the time, I beat on this drum all the time, is the biggest bang for our buck, as far as the solution is concerned, has nothing to do with the federal government. It has everything to do with our cities and towns. This is where the United Nations Agenda 21 program is being implemented, and our city councils, our townships, the comprehensive plans for land use are being developed there. The grant money flows from on high from the federal government into our local areas, and they take the money and use it to implement these federal programs, which are really international programs. So this is where the real battleground is. Now, as far as what to do about the federal government, my thinking is the only solution there is through the states. The state representatives and senators have to be educated by the people, and they have to travel to Washington, D.C., and put pressure on these little critters in D.C. and say, look, my constituency is saying this needs to be done. You know, you can call Washington, D.C., and I have, I don't know how many times. They're rude to me on the phone. They ignore you. You can tell the contempt, the condescension in their voice every time you call, if they even listen to you. We know with NAFTA, how many people called when the North American Free Trade Agreement was being promoted and pushed through? And the little boogers did.
A lot of us called.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of people, because people understood that was one of those hot-button issues. that people understood, hey, this is going to cost us jobs. You know, that's one thing. I'm not a big fan of Ross Perot either, but he was right about the giant sucking sound. You know, I pulled the official numbers off the U.S. Census Bureau website several years ago. I think I even put it in a News with Views article something like poverty is, you know, starvation not sustainable or something like that. I don't know. It's on News with Views in the archived articles under my name. But anyway, the U.S. Census Bureau, their own website had the stats where back in 93 when NAFTA was signed, prior to that point, the United States ran a surplus with Mexico, meaning that we exported more goods to Mexico than we imported. And, you know, there were some years that it was negative, but it hovered around even, and for the most part, it was a surplus. And the year NAFTA was signed was 1993. 94, it hadn't fully went into effect, and we still had a surplus. But by 95, we went from having a surplus to having a massive trade deficit, and it grew exponentially ever since. And there's where our jobs have went.
Well, that's the goal, Darren. That was the whole goal.
Absolutely, it was the goal. And they knew exactly when they did it.
Yeah. I look back on that time now, and I didn't connect it at the time, but I do now. The plan was, with these trade agreements, was to deindustrialize the United States, and ultimately the crown jewel of that plan is cap and trade.
Yeah. Yeah, cap and trade is certainly a big part of it. And there's no reason for that. There's no reason that we need cap and trade. Certainly we can get into global warming if you want. I've talked about it so much that I'm sick of talking about it.
Yeah.
But it needs to be talked about because, you know, from the channels of the controlled media, that's all you hear about. Oh, the planet's warming up. You never mind the fact that we've had winter after winter where it's gotten colder and colder. The winters have become longer. Now Texas is going through a drought. They have a massive heat wave down there, Texas, Oklahoma, different places, and it seems like we have droughts where we don't have floods, you know, and so that connects back to the weather modification thing in my thinking. You know, every aspect of it seems like everything is, nothing's organic anymore, nothing's natural. Everything has been tampered with, and it's under their thumb. But the people have to realize that, they have to understand this, or nothing is ever going to change. And I think people have to understand the Hegelian dialectic and how everything in society is manipulated to arrive at a predetermined outcome. And
there's no question that that's true.
If people learn about that stuff, they won't be conned by it anymore.
Well, let me share with the listening audience an experience I had on your show yesterday while I was waiting to come on, and then I want to flip it back to you, Darren, for an explanation. Alice called me, put me on hold about 15 minutes. She goes, you want to listen in? I said, sure, I'd love to. And you provided one of the most lucid accounts of the London riots that I've heard. And I do believe these riots are coming here. And I also further believe that these riots are part and parcel to some of the devastation coming out of UN Agenda 21 policies, leading to citizen frustration to the point where they're doing what they're doing. But the media is not, again, reporting this issue the way it really is unfolding, much as it did in Egypt. And let me step aside and just say for a second, I had a former basketball player of mine playing professionally in the Egyptian Pro League in the Middle East, and he was there while this whole thing went down. And he's of Middle Eastern descent, fit in, could walk the streets. He could tell you exactly what was going on. And I said, well, what caused this? He goes, Coach, this was nothing about freedom. This was about the Muslim Brotherhood telling us to get our butts out on the streets or they were going to shoot us.
Mm.
And you didn't hear that on CNN. And
absolutely
you
not.
You didn't hear that reported on Fox News. So I thought you provided yesterday morning, before I came on your show, one of the most lucid accounts that I have heard regarding the London riots. And I'd like you to explain to our listening audience what you told your audience, and then let's extrapolate that to the United States.
Well, what I did was I shared a little bit from the British press, as I often do on the show. I try to document the directions that I take with mainstream articles and government sources and this kind of thing. And, you know, they're telling us that, you know, there was this man who fired on the police. Originally, the story was that he fired on police. They fired back. They shot him dead, and this sparked the riot, and everything blew up from there. Then it came out that, well, the bullet that was in the police radio that was in question actually was from the police. So we know then that it came out that the police were actually the ones that fired first, apparently. And so evidently they were the provocateurs. And the thing that really intrigued me, and this is the thing that I really kind of made a big deal about yesterday, was the fact that there were massive complaints in the among the citizenry there in Britain that they had... I hear we're coming up on the break.
Yeah, maybe let you finish that. We come back from the break, and we'll further develop what happened in London and what it means for America. And in hour number two, we'll open it up for some of your calls and get into Fukushima as well as the Gulf spill. Stay tuned, everybody. Have you ever
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Thanks to all of you for these emails that are rolling in, and I'll certainly get to these topics that Nancy and Thurley and James are bringing up on their emails. If you appreciate that, you can always reach me at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com, and we'll open it up for your calls after the top of the hour at 1-800-313-9443. And Darren's going to tell us what really happened in London and what does it mean for here, what is it going to mean for us in terms of us preparing for what's coming.
Well, as I was saying before the break, there were a lot of complaints from the people there that the police went soft on the looters. You know, and the British press actually reported, in fact, I have it right, I pulled it up during the break, right before, right after that whole thing happened, that for 12 hours straight, the police in London did absolutely nothing. to do anything. Now, I've heard a lot of people on different talk radio shows, and even in the alternative media, say that, you know, well, these riots are coming here. These are just a lot of people that are very poor. They're very tired of being poor. They're tired of living in poverty. They're tired of the bankers robbing them blind. And certainly we can believe that if these people even understood what that meant. I think a lot of these people don't have any clue that the bankers are running the world. They just saw an opportunity to grab whatever they could and took part in this thing. But the whole point is that a lot of these people weren't even poor. You know, I had one idiot caller call in, and I don't mean to be denigrating, but I you know how, you know as well as I do, you have these callers that call into these programs for the whole purpose of disrupting. For the whole purpose of throwing you off track.
Absolutely. Agent provocateurs is
exactly.
What I call them.
Exactly. They're on the other side, and so that's why I call them an idiot. You know, I don't mean to be denigrating.
But that's what they are.
But, you know, you would have to be such in order to try to disrupt a program that's trying to get the truth out, and you're working for the other side, you're helping to promote the other side, then you get the slavery that you deserve. And that's what I want to say, because I'm sure they're listening right now. People in the intelligence agencies, people who are paid to monitor shows like this, need to understand, think about the world that you're helping to build, because you deserve every bit of the slavery. And your children are going to pay the price for what you do. And so you just need to think about it before you pick up the phone and try to disrupt. But point of the matter is, London riots, the bottom line is the police were ordered to stand down. That was reported in the Daily Mail. Probably other publications as well. They were literally ordered from on high to stand by while the rioters looted the city, while they burned the city down. I mean, there were historic buildings that were burned. There were people that died, and the police were literally ordered to stand there and watch while these people took their, wreaked their havoc upon the population.
Well, that's what they did in L.A. in 1992 as well.
Mm-hmm. And so now here we are. And I say, you know, they think they're going to let us, that we're going to let them take away our guns when this kind of behavior goes on? I hardly think so. The American people will never give up their weapons. Washington, D.C. can pass whatever legislation they want. The American people have learned from other countries not to allow them to take our guns.
Yeah, I like that old bumper sticker that says, gun control works, just ask Mao, Hitler, and Stalin.
Exactly.
You're exactly right. But, by the way, too, just to go back to a topic we were on earlier, during the break I Googled Agenda 21 on the UN website. UN website, there's 22,000 hits on it. There you go, John McCain. It's there for you. Stay tuned. We'll be back for hour number two with Darren and Annie after a word from these sponsors, along with your calls.
The next round.